W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a missing teenager from Reedsburg is recruiting volunteers for the search near Baraboo. Jimmy Koska has the latest.
Dozens of people were looking yesterday in an area where James Yablonski might be. James has an interest in survivalism and may be trying to live off the grid. Meanwhile, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department says it's shifting its focus to more targeted efforts so they don't push James somewhere where he might not be safe. The sheriff is asking volunteers to be careful in the woods. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Koska.
The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Washington County is one step closer to merging with Moraine Park Technical College. It's part of the current draft of the state budget passed Thursday. If it becomes law, the UWM campus in West Bend could become the second UW branch campus to close. UW-Platteville-Richland no longer offers in-person classes on campus. The legislature is set to vote on the state budget this week. There's one last push to keep funding for the Office of School Safety. It was created in 2018, right after the Parkland, Florida school shooting. OSS Director Trish Kilpin.
After each school shooting, we are asked what could have been done, what should have been done to prevent this enormous tragedy. We know the answer to that. We know that the answers lie in prevention, in intervention, and in assessment. And the Office of School Safety supports all of these practices in all of our schools.
The office will keep going without new money, but the Speak Up, Speak Out hotline would be shut down and Kilpin would be the only person left working there. The head of elections in Wisconsin is fighting for her job and fighting what she says are false claims about her work. Luke Mathers reports.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission will decide tomorrow whether or not to keep Administrator Megan Wolf in charge of the agency. In a letter to state lawmakers, Wolf says it would be irresponsible to allow false claims against her to keep going unchecked. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue has said Wolf probably doesn't have the 17 votes needed in the Senate for confirmation. After the Wisconsin Supreme Court allowed Frederick Prenn to keep serving on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired, Wolf's supporters have suggested she could stay on the job if commissioners deadlock on a new appointment. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
Former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus predicts Donald Trump will be on the stage when the Republican candidates for president debate in Milwaukee. Chris Christie criticized Trump in statements and interviews over the weekend. Priebus was on ABC's This Week yesterday.
We're in the world of, you know, middle finger politics in America, the world of WrestleMania politics, the world where, you know, attention is what everyone is seeking.
The GOP debate is August 23rd at Fiserv Forum. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Police Department is asking for your help as they look for a man involved in a shooting. The shooting happened around midnight on Saturday. Officers were called to a parking lot on Main Street in the 1100 block and found a 22-year-old woman who had been shot. She was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses told police they saw a fight during which a man fired multiple times into a crowd. Authorities are asking anyone who may have seen something to contact the Green Bay Police Department. A fire on a Fond du Lac farm last week could not stop breakfast on the farm. The event was planned for yesterday at Forest Ridge Holstein's farm until a barn caught fire just 6 days ago. Thanks to members of the farming community rallying together to find a new location, they made it happen. According to WFRV News, the breakfast took place as planned at 3D Dairy in nearby Malone. Breakfast on the farm events happen throughout Northeast Wisconsin to educate people about where their food comes from. Chihuahua, Civic Media News.
The Brewers road trip continues. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers with a 5-4 win in 10 innings yesterday over the Cleveland Guardians at Progressive Field. Corbin Burns with the start pitched 5 2/3 innings, followed by Hobie Milner, who finished the sixth. Brewers manager Craig Counsell on why he decided his next move was to put in right-hander Yoel Piamps on the mound in the seventh.
Yeah, so, you know, we're just kind of debating putting Hobie back out there or with the middle of their lineup coming up again to, you know, going to Yoel because he's been throwing the ball so well. So we ended up going with Yoel, and he was so efficient in the first that we sent him back out there for the second inning. But it was just kind of the who was off the middle of the lineup and trying to take advantage of that.
Next came Devin Williams in the ninth, followed by the Brewers' Elvis Peguero, who got his first major league save.
Good series win, tough game for sure, and you know, road trip goes on.
Owen Miller, who drove in the game-winning run against the Guardians, asked if winning the series gives them some momentum heading into New York tonight against the Mets.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank God that we could get, you know, 2 or 3 from Cleveland here, and going to New York with some momentum, you know, it's big, especially when we can have the lead and then lose the lead and then come back like that. So it just showed some fight from our offense, and bullpen was huge. Fiumps and Devin and Peguero locking it down like that in the last 3 innings was huge, and, you know, I think we can definitely build off this.
First pitch coming up at 6:10, Colin Ray against the Mets' Justin Verlander. NFL, the New York Jets could be the team that ends up on HBO's Hard Knocks this summer. The Packers drafting place kicker Anders Carlson out of Auburn. Mason Crosby is now a free agent. He was on ESPN Wisconsin today.
Well, yeah, obviously, Packers, drafted Anders there in the 6th round, and they've been open in the media, at least, that doors never closed on a guy like myself. But as of right now, I'm training. I'm preparing for training camp, so I'll be ready to roll when someone gives me a shout.
That's former Packers kicker Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning: you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour 2 of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the big Monday happy hour, rolling into it. You ready, Dominic? You ready,
Bone? I've been born ready.
And the audience, they better be ready as well. 844-967-2789. You can call, you can text, or you can use that shiny new app like the real Patriots do. Go update your Civic Media app. Please do yourself a favor, because then all you got to do is hit the phone button. It'll go directly to the greatest radio show ever. You're listening right now. We appreciate that. Or the text, and the text come directly to my phone. So unlike for the last 4 years, I now read the text. Here's why I want to come back. Dom, you know we live in the great state of Wisconsin. Currently in this state, abortion effectively banned. 1849 law under effect. We've seen the electoral outcome. We know the Republicans really have no good answer for this. Now, I've made some bold statements, Dom, and most recently to Politico. I said Republicans will not win statewide office again while Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land, while women no longer have a legal right to abortive care if they so choose. And under Wisconsin law, they do not. Jennifer Rubin, a year after Dobbs, and let's not forget, there were some women's marches going on this weekend around the state, around the nation, but here's what Jennifer Rubin had to say. A year after Dobbs, the pro-choice movement has never been stronger. I'm going to read. A year after the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization stripped women of nearly 50 years of constitutional protection to make their own healthcare decisions. Women have faced trauma and near-death experiences and have been deprived of medical care. That includes women who never contemplated having an abortion. The Dobbs aggravated shortage of doctors practicing obstetrics and gynecology, especially in rural areas, leaves millions of women without access to healthcare. In new polling, Dom, a recent KFF survey of 569 OBGYNs underscored the healthcare crisis Dobbs has wrought. 20% of respondents, and here's a quote, Dom, report they have personally felt constraints on their ability to provide care for miscarriages, and other pregnancy-related medical emergencies since the Dobbs decision. That's OBGYNs. 44% of doctors and 6 in 10 practicing in states where abortion is banned or where there are gestational limits say their decision-making autonomy has become worse since the Dobbs ruling. And 36% nationally say their ability to practice within the standard of care has become worse. OBGYNs, that's what they're saying. And here's the worst of it. Again, a quote. Most OBGYNs, 68%, said the ruling has worsened their ability to manage pregnancy-related emergencies. Large shares also believe that the Dobbs decision has worsened pregnancy-related mortality. 64% of OBGYNs hold that opinion. Racial and ethnic inequalities in maternal health, 70% hold that opinion. And the ability to attract new OBGYNs to the field, 55% say, oh, it's tougher now. Go figure. And if advocates of forced birth thought they were creating a baby boom, they may have miscalculated. More than half of OBGYNs nationally report that women are seeking contraception in greater numbers, especially through sterilization, 43%, and IUDs and implants, 47%. In short, women are making decisions that may preclude them from ever getting pregnant because they fear being trapped by forced birth laws. I got one more paragraph, Dom. Given those findings and the trail of horror stories about women denied proper care, it's no surprise that support for Roe v. Wade has never been higher. A recent NBC News poll found that 6 in 10 voters oppose the court's action. Nearly 80% of female voters, 18 to 49, and two-thirds of suburban women, 60% of independents, and even a third of Republican voters oppose this court decision, Dobbs overturning Roe v. Wade. And young voters are especially shaken by the decision. Here's the whole indoctrination thing, Dom. Nearly 75% of college students say their decision to stay at their college is at least somewhat affected by abortion laws, according to a Lumina Foundation Gallup poll. What if you're a UW student from out of state, and all of a sudden it's your junior year and abortion's no longer legal? Well, that might make me consider undergrad work somewhere else, because you know what? I sure as hell am not going to be dictated to by my what? Non-residential state government? If I'm a student from Illinois paying out-of-state tuition to go attend UW, but I can't have abortive rights? I don't have rights when I cross the state line? Are you freaking kidding me? Or my kid doesn't?
Oh, Senator Johnson has a solution for you. And while, yes, he said it might get messy, you can just go back to Illinois. That's his big solution. Remember that, folks. Jennifer Rubin, writing in the Washington Post, she goes on to quote the New York Times, reported on the shift in the public opinion. Here's a quote from the Times. For the first time, a majority of Americans say abortion is morally acceptable. For the first time, Crudy. Most now believe abortion laws are too strict. They are significantly more likely to identify, in the language of polls, as pro-choice over pro-life for the first time in two decades. While Republicans and those identifying as pro-life have historically been most likely to see abortion as a litmus test, now they are less motivated by it, while Democrats and those identifying as pro-choice are far more so. And there were sudden and significant jumps in support for legalized abortion post-Dobbs among some groups, including Republican men and Black Protestants. Now, Jennifer Rubin goes back to her piece. It's not just polls that reveal the shift. In the 2022 midterms, numerous Democrats in swing state seats leaned into the abortion issue and won. And a pro-choice judge notched a double-digit win in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race in April. Girl, Janet, ballot propositions protecting abortion rights have won in all contests since Dobbs. At a time when Republicans are struggling to hold on to women and suburban voters, the abortion issue may substantially affect voting patterns for years to come. House Democrats' pro-choice caucus, and every House Democratic leader, including former Speaker Pelosi, held a press conference Friday highlighting their effort to force an up or down vote on the Women's Health Protection Act that would enshrine Roe into federal law. Democrats, who have 210 votes from their side for the discharge petition, challenged Republicans to come up with the 8 additional votes needed to force a vote. Calling Dobbs part of the Supreme Court Hall of Shame, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries excoriated the court, saying it had restricted and limited and undermined freedom of women all across America. A number of Democrats spoke passionately about the suffering inflicted on women by what they call a corrupt Supreme Court filled with right-wing co-conspirators. Friday's speakers decried the assault on personal freedom, a value Democrats appear more than ready to embrace as Republicans ban abortions, ban books, and target the LGBTQ plus community. With suffering and humiliation are motivating Democrats to accuse Republicans of turning women into second-class citizens. Yeah! For years, many Democrats avoided even using the word abortion. Now, they're putting abortion in the larger context of freedom, dignity, and self-determination. In North Carolina on Saturday, Vice President Harris delivered a stirring speech stressing that extremist Republicans in Congress have proposed to ban abortion nationwide. Nationwide! But I have news for them. We're not having that. And then she added, the majority of Americans, I do believe, agree that one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body. We do have a little bit of sound on this, Evan, the Vice President speaking. If we're ready for it, let's go to cut number 3, the healthcare heroes.
I was talking with some folks backstage about the fact that in times like this, in times of struggle, in times of hardship, these moments also reveal the heroes among us.
Yeah, that they do. They really, everyone knows where they stand, right? VP Harris, cut number 4.
How dare they attack our fundamental rights? How dare they attack our freedom?
That's not the freedom Republicans often describe when they claim freedom constantly, right? Freedom for them, less so for women.
Especially for women. Vice President Harris, cut number 5, please.
We, all of us, are now called upon to advance the promise of freedom, including the freedom of every woman to make decisions about her own body, not the government telling her what to do.
Yeah, the Republicans sure love that governmental forced birthing thing, right? The outrage. We have the outrage. Cut number 6, please.
I was actually on my way, traveling from Washington, D.C., to a maternal health event in Illinois when I heard the news. Outraged, I called my husband, Doug, because there were a collection of words that were coming to mind that would not have been proper for me to speak with some other people.
Right on. Last cut, Vice President Kamala Harris, cut number 7, please.
The United States Congress must pass legislation to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade. And when they do, President Joe Biden will sign it.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a big Monday edition, a happier happy hour. We're always happiest when you join us. Call 844-967-2789. And Dom, rumor has it, shiny new app, getting a text telling me Devil's Advocates being heard in Winona, Minnesota right now on 1490 AM, The Eagle. That is excellent news indeed. Thanks for sharing. Come back. Join us, 844-96-PARTY.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO.
That's 20 ads per day
it for 2 days every hour.
This weather sponsorship buy one get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 58, winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 77 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows level off around 56. Upper 70s, Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers. Wednesday, chance for scattered storms. Thursday, once again, lows level off around 58 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates. Tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates, a radio show. Your calls always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know, we probably should have told the audience earlier. We're up for a Best of Madison category, Best Radio Personalities, you and I. This has been the case for the entire month of June. I don't think we've mentioned it prior. We should have, because presumably everyone that's qualified in the category has their own radio show and their own radio audience, and they're encouraging their radio audience to vote. But I haven't even done so yet either. Right. I believe it's Channel 3000 Best of Madison. We'd appreciate your consideration for Best Radio Personalities or Hosts or whatever they call us. You can only vote once. You got to have a clean email address, but some have pointed out to me I have several emails. Right. I'm like, only if we'd have thought to activate those people by telling them that we, you know, we'll probably take third place now because we didn't bother promoting our own appearance.
We got plenty of days left. Plenty of days left.
We got like this week. So anyways, vote for us now because next week's the 4th of July, right?
Vote for me. I'll set you free. Yes. Vote now. Channel3000.com, I guess.
Yes. I think we're under entertainment. I haven't actually verified that. I know we were in the preliminary round, and then I saw on the social medias that we'd made it through, but I haven't actually gone through and
voted. There's like multiple rounds. Excellent.
Yes, we made it through the preliminaries. Now we're in the finals, but we're going to fail miserably for lack of self-promotion. You know, we're usually good about bragging.
Damn it.
Oh, man. Of all the times to become humble. 844-967-2789. As you can't remember last Tuesday or Friday, I'm just going to put it down as a memory lapse. Mark from Sussex. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call. I guess, is that the 20% approval rating, Vice President Kamala Harris? And I just want to stipulate that I am adopted and I'm very pro life, obviously. And but, you know, the Republicans are going to turn this on the Democrats, because while I'm adopted and while I believe in and I'm pro life, I think the bottom line is the Democrats have swayed so far left with, I think you've got to put some type of, is it 6 weeks? Is it 12 weeks? Is it whatever that number is,
We had a number, and Mark, and then they undid the number, man. What number are you fine with?
I don't know what the magic number is, but I cannot believe that we cannot come up with a number and we all live with it.
Sure, but that's not the current law, sir.
That's going to turn the well, it's state by state there, my friend. So it's going to be.
Yeah, and right now, Mark, we're under 1849 law, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, women, you have no rights, Mark. Right now, women have no rights in the state of Wisconsin. Do you think that's acceptable?
Not at all. Again, you're missing my point. I'm 100% against abortion, but there's got to be some compromise on both sides. And I think that's where the Republicans are going to turn the screws on to the Democrats. And, again, listen to Kamala Harris. That little crying,
all right, Mark,
little
if I may, Roe v. Wade, didn't Roe v. Wade mark like 24 weeks? Wasn't that what Roe v. Wade did? We had it. We had a number, Mark. And then the Republicans went after that. So how about 24 weeks? Are you fine with that? Let's go back to Roe.
24 weeks is way unacceptable. That's 6 months.
Are you freaking kidding me? And who are you to decide what's acceptable for a woman? What makes you the righteous one to make that determination, Mark? What qualifies you?
Well, again, I'm going to go back that I was not aborted, and thank God, because I'm here. And again, I don't know what the magic.
I know, but that
is.
Just that in and of your existence is not a qualification, Mark. You're the one having the kid, man. You know what I'm saying? What about you gives you the right to tell any woman at what point they can or cannot have an abortion, Mark?
Okay, again, I want to go back. I'm for putting some type of a period of time in there for the mom's life.
Okay, you said 24 weeks is too long. Then what do you suggest, Mark?
6 months. You can't determine if you're going to have this child in 6 months.
You know what? I'm going to allow medical professionals to make these determinations. And the problem I have with the current, 6 weeks or 12 weeks or 15 weeks is these determinations are not being made by medical professionals. I would prefer to allow a woman to make that decision with her doctor, because if there were some late-term complications, God forbid, well, a woman should still have the right to seek abortive care if that is what the doctor recommends in the third trimester, if that's what the doctor says is appropriate because of some problem. Which happens. Luann from Hale's Corners. Welcome, Luann. What do you got for us?
Hi, Luann.
Well, you were saying exactly what I was thinking, is that I don't understand why anyone else should make that decision for me. It's my decision, and it's up to me if I'm the woman that's pregnant, whether or not I can have this child. Maybe there is a medical complication, maybe there isn't, but why should I have to explain that to anyone? Why should I have to show, give details about the rape or whatever, the incest? That's just unacceptable to me. So thank you for standing up for us. There is no acceptable time limit. There's no compromise here. We have to protect the rights of women. And you can be against abortion and still protect our rights.
Well, I feel like...
Just saying.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you, Luann. And I would say we've been chastised before. We do not negotiate away the rights of women. When we're asking someone for a timeline, we're asking for them to set some sort of standard. If there is any glimmer of a silver lining, Mark from Sussex described himself as a pro-life conservative that did make himself available to some compromise. And I'm not saying you should negotiate with Mark, but at least he's open to the thought. Come back, more devils.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. He used the word mutiny. Russian leader Vladimir Putin speaking to his nation for the first time since a revolt by the Wagner Group. He said patriotism helped suppress the rebellion, thanking Russians for uniting behind him. 5 life sentences and more than 2,000 years in prison for Anderson Aldrich. The 23-year-old pleaded guilty to last year's mass shooting at Club Q, an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. President Biden announcing a $40 billion initiative to expand broadband across the country, especially to rural areas. The money coming from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. The Supreme Court has lifted its hold on a Louisiana political remap case. That means it's more likely than ever the Republican-dominated state will have to redraw boundary lines to create a second, mostly black congressional district. Stormy weather affecting air travel, more than 1,400 canceled or delayed flights nationwide. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
Firefighters are looking into the cause of a fire that destroyed a Shawano County barn Sunday. According to WBAY News, crews were called a little after 4 p.m. to a farm on County Road K and Church Road, south of Shawano. Authorities aren't yet sure what caused the fire, but dry ground conditions are suspected. A high-speed chase tore through parts of Fond du Lac Saturday night. Police were called to the 500 block of 4th Street just after 7 p.m. in response to reported domestic violence. The suspect drove off before police arrived. The police tracked him down and pulled him over, but the suspect sped off, at one point doing 60 miles an hour through town. The chase continued with the suspect on foot. The 27-year-old man was arrested and charged with several crimes in addition to domestic violence. Authorities say the victim, a 20-year-old woman, was taken to the hospital and treated for injuries. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal. Random serpentine through fatty coils
emerging. Some other thought it's thinking this life. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Happy Hour Monday edition. Going back to the phones at 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
I'm doing well, guys. I hope you are.
Yes, thank you.
I've got a comment, I think probably for Mark, but just in general. I'm 72. I've done a lot of things in my life. One thing I've not done, I've not been pregnant. I do not, I empathize, I sympathize, I care for pregnant women. I like them. But I cannot understand what happens in your body when you get pregnant and you're carrying a human being for 9 months around the world. I mean, that's beyond my thinking capacity. And I don't think there's any man out there, and I don't care if he's on the Supreme Court, who knows what it means to be a pregnant person. So I don't want to hear them tell anyone what to do. I don't trust my doctor. Do you think I would trust a politician with my body health? Not hardly. Thank you, boys.
Well, thank you, Bob. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. Mark, what do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it's interesting. Thanks for taking my call, guys. It's interesting that Republicans are so against diversity, equity, and inclusion on campus, and they're constantly complaining about the campuses aren't diverse enough with more Republicans, and Republicans aren't given the same equity or included in the same way that the rest of the students are. So that the rank hypocrisy that I see there is kind of telling. I mean, that what is so why are they so frightened of there being a little bit of diversity on
they serve from the minority bar
diversity on campus
because buddy
yeah, but life is
they don't win over the majority of the electorate any longer. They can only serve by suppressing votes on campus. And, rigging the map through a very partisan gerrymandering process. Because other than that, I mean, these Republicans really have no future in governance. They don't even like governance, Mark. You know that. You listen and watch.
Oh, yeah, I know
Pay
that.
Pay attention.
I know that because, I saw that as a public servant that they decry public service, but a lot of them are professional politicians and spawn professional politicians. For example, Scott Walker's sons, I think they're both working in political campaigns or looking forward to running for office and having or being connected to that whole thing there.
Well, when you're raised adjacent to greatness, like their dad was close to great and rich people, mostly the donor class, and they knew what it was like. They just don't have the right DNA, unfortunately.
Well, and we know here in the state of Wisconsin, some of the criticism of the GOP and their attacks on the UW system, to again reiterate the Jennifer Rubin piece, according to Illumina Foundation Gallup Pulse, nearly 75% of college students say their decision to stay at their college is at least somewhat affected by abortion laws.
Well, and the number of women 18 to 49, like 80% of them think the court's wrong on Dobbs. That starts to be a pretty big majority. Hard to win over if you can't win 80% of women. Although Donald Trump seemed to figure it out in 2016. 844-967-2789. Your call is generally welcome here. Jake from Milwaukee, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Well, that's because Donald Trump is like one of the most handsome men in the entire world for orange people. Just saying. I don't like it. And when people say they're pro-life, they're not. Okay? Just stop it. I mean, if you're cool with your politicians letting anyone buy a military weapon and mowing down tons of people year after year, day after day, you're not pro-life. If you're cool with COVID killing millions of people and hurting them afterwards, you're not pro-life. If you're cool with PFAS in your water and poop in your water to pollute that, you're not pro-life. I mean, stop it. You're not. You force birth. You're pro-fetus.
They're pro-donor.
Whatever you want to call yourself.
The pro-donor. But let's make sure we articulate it properly, Jake. I think we need to specifically state that the Republicans are pro-forced government birthing. The government is the one forcing this to happen, right? And this is their will, right? This is the Freedom Caucus, right? These are the Republicans that are all about their freedom and liberties, right? But they would use the force of government to mandate that a raped or person who was a victim of incest, a woman would, or a child, be forced to carry that burden until birth. And then what? Then what? Well, then they don't give a damn.
Yeah, you're right. I would imagine you wouldn't even see a law that would say, hey, if you get a woman pregnant, the man will have to be forced to pay up, you know, by government law. You'll never see that law. They don't even do that at all. But, you know, you would think that, you know, if they'd want women to carry their babies to term, they would, you know, think about maybe what? Childcare, medical insurance, you know, stuff.
Oh,
that women
slow
need.
Down.
I mean, yeah, no, don't worry about it. It's in God's hands.
Jake, that gets really messy. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and I would remind those that are unfamiliar with his own family trust policy, his children are entitled to one child out of wedlock, but a second child out of wedlock would get them disowned from the family trust. And this
they
is,
wouldn't get paid if they had
they wouldn't
a,
get
two
paid.
Children out of wedlock.
A
so it'd
second
be, if
child
money
out of
on
wedlock.
The line, when Pa passes, if I have a second child out of wedlock, that would be a disincentive. So almost an incentive perhaps to have an abortion.
Absolutely. Mathematically, just saying. Ron, you're the guy putting bounties on babies. Also, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said famously or infamously, depending on your point of view, I think it's probably the latter, that, you know, it's a parent's responsibility to care for their child. It's their problem. Now, I went out to a press conference the day after Ron said that, and I followed up. And much like Mark from Sussex, I was in the foster care system. I can't speak exactly to Mark's experience, but after the death of my mom, and at the time we thought my dad was dead, I didn't realize there was a DNA guy down in Florida at the time, but anyways, found him later. But I was under the impression, and the state of Wisconsin was under the impression that, you know, I was a ward of the state, had to go see a judge every 6 months, the Honorable Maria Kruger. I had to go tell her, no, I've been mostly good.
Mostly good.
Mostly, well, you know, can't lie to a judge. Mostly good. Didn't want to perjure myself.
Were you on the roll?
But here's the point. So I went up to the press conference. I said, Ron, I don't know if you know my history, because we've talked to Ron on a personal level a couple times. So proud of those designated S-Corp tax credits. We've talked about tax policy and how it affects our own individual families. But I said to Ron, well, Ron, you know, my mom died. I said, what about the state's responsibility for the raising of me as a ward of the state of Wisconsin? Where do you see me fitting into that equation?
Right,
young Crudy.
Great question.
Oh, no, no, of course. No, no, no. And I asked him one more follow-up question, and he gave a similarly slippery to what to do with the people like me, you know, the Marks of the world or the Crudies of the world, those of us that lost parents relatively younger. He was adopted, he stated. Well, perhaps there was financial incentive or care costs provided by the state of Wisconsin. And
socialism.
Socialism, you might call it. But Ron Johnson did reiterate at the time, but, you know, help, society can't afford to take care of the rest of the kids. That's the parents' problem. Well, what if you made a decision as a mom or a expectant mother early in whatever? It's your body. You should make the decision when it sets forth. But you say, you know what? I can't afford this. I don't want to lose my good graces and dad's trust fund, perhaps. Can't afford the baby. Well, Republicans want you to have the baby, but they don't see any responsibility of society to provide any financial assistance with raising
come on,
the baby.
I don't even get that far. The Republicans think if you can't afford the baby, you shouldn't be having sex. Let's just get real about it. That's exactly what the mentality is for the mega GOPs.
And
you,
so many Republicans.
If you're gonna have sex, you better be ready to have a baby. And if you can't afford to have a baby, you shouldn't be having sex. because God forbid you get pregnant, and God forbid you use, you know, any sort of birth control, which we know they are coming out now after. Now, we talked about this last week, a local state legislator
Chuck.
We talked about Chuck last week, right here from Wisconsin. So they want to get rid of the abortion. They want to get rid of the birth control. So really what it comes down to is Republicans are anti-sex for pleasure. Can't do that. Unless your purpose is to have a baby and then bring it to term and raise it as a nice white Christian nationalist child, it's not their problem. You shouldn't be having sex.
Well, they don't care if she has pleasure. I bet they're pleasured.
I think they think that's a myth.
844-962-7789. They've read about it once.
You know, it's the birth control. It just increases the infidelity. It's just terrible for the Republicans. They can't handle that.
Tom from Cedarburg. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. Yeah, Crudy, boy, you made most of my points. And you're just that's what you're just talking about. I would say too, it's part of the healthcare issue in that they're just cheapskates, and they'd rather give the money back in tax breaks to the billion and millionaires.
Well, those are the real job creators, Tom. Just ask Ron Johnson.
Yeah, overseas. Yeah, the job creators overseas. But I mean, years ago, 100 years ago, when a gal got pregnant and it was going to be a burden on her family, there was a place for her to live and to be able to have the child and then, you know, come back in society and, you know, to make it. Society needs to pay for human beings. And that means if a gal gets pregnant, it shouldn't be a burden on her financially, either to have assistance in her home or to go someplace to be okay, but no cost. Also, that baby, if she wants it or not, if she doesn't want it, it should be no cost to have it adopted. For the people who want to adopt, now it could be $50,000 to adopt a child. It's just insane. It's hurting society. It should be free to adopt. It should be free to the gal to have the child and all the way through. And also, obviously, if you look at Europe and Canada, the population is healthier by having everyone have health insurance, and you have more healthy workers mentally and physically. I mean, it's just they're shooting themselves in the foot by not being generous and, you know, doing the right thing.
Well, Tom, yeah. If you give people Medicare for all, how are you going to lock them into their crappy job that provides insurance? You know what I mean? It's an incentive for the job creators to help keep you where they want you. Thanks for the call, Tom.
I don't see any benefit to the rich donor class to doing the right thing by working class people who might need a little bit of help paying for the kids. And most importantly, it's the child care, right? The child care. The gap.
They just cut that here.
Yes. Republicans took $320 million, I believe, out of the state budget in extension of COVID child care funding. And again, we're sitting on a $7 billion surplus, and they show us their priorities aren't actually with the children, because Republicans have kids in childcare too, don't they?
No, we know the priorities. They just put forth a $367 million tax cut for rich people.
At Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer by giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amitakusa and earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. Plus, $10 rewards play up to 4 times a day. Come in on June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Bust out your boards and start warming up, because Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics is having a cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team, now open at the Rewards Club booth. Being one of 32 teams to receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Cash bar and live DJ entertainment throughout the event. Then after the tournament, stick around and enjoy a spectacular fireworks show. Presented by Firework Country starting at dusk. Clear your calendars and register for fun only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics. Your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin.
No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 58. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 77 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. But stick around, Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. But you can join us right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, people using the Civic Media app and the shiny new text function, very, very convenient for you, the user, and more importantly, for us, the host, because I actually read them now. Here's a couple. The last Supreme Court nominees since and including Roberts all lied in their confirmation hearings when they said they would observe stare decisis. Crudy, that means precedent, like Roe. Yeah, I know, smart ass. Here's another texter. I want to know if forced government birth Mark, I think that's Mark from Sussex, is also for the death penalty.
Ooh, interesting concept.
I'm
pro life
clear.
And pro death. Can you be both at the same time?
Well, they almost always are. That Venn diagram is almost a circle, Dom. You ever notice that? It's always an eye for an eye. I will smite you down with the jawbone of an ass. That's in the Bible somewhere.
I so heard we're it. Mixing your linens and your wools. Very illegal. Very, very wrong. Very sinful if you mix your fabrics.
844-967-2789.
And don't even get me going on shrimp and lobster, man. Come on. You know what I mean? You're going to hell. If you
the
like that
shellfish?
Shrimp, forget it. Forget it.
CJ, how you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I don't think abortion should be used as birth control. But here's the thing. Maybe they could abandon their baby the way Hunter Biden did. And they deny the 4-year-old in Arkansas. Now, there's a classy move, isn't it?
Are we parenting now? Is that what this is, man? Come on, man.
Granddaughter. Yeah. Right?
That is true. Hunter Biden does, according to the court, have a biological daughter through a stripper, I believe, that he does not acknowledge, at least not legally, although he's paid substantial child support, I understand. And Joe Biden talks about the 7 grandkids and apparently does not acknowledge the stripper grandbaby. So, CJ.
What a classy move that family is, huh?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, CJ. Okay. So, if we're going to get down the road of classy, right? Your guy cheated on his, what's, 3rd wife with a porn star, and then.
While she was caring for the newborn child at home.
There we go. And then broke laws, and I was getting, indicted for it. So, which one's worse? Are they both unacceptable, CJ, or just the Democratic behavior?
Does moral outrage go one way only?
No, there's certainly moral outrage on both sides. But the mere fact that the Biden family denies even acknowledging the existence.
It's a valid point, CJ. I don't know why. I mean, I cannot tell you what sort of relationship Hunter has had with his mother, but the child, well, obviously sexual, but the child, if it were my grandchild, I would want some sort of relationship and probably would acknowledge that she existed. I can't tell you why the Bidens don't do so, Hunter. I mean, Joel or whatever your name is. I'm sorry, man. We don't have CJ on the screen in front of me, so I'm... You know, I think you're just offended because you have a similar last name to his first.
Are we to then make a moral judgment on everybody, on specifically on the Bidens? So they don't acknowledge this kid. Now, if your son says, hey, I had a thing with a stripper and, you know, I don't want to deal with that. It's not my kid. I don't want him part of the family. I want her in my life, da, da, da. I mean, how is that any worse or better than having an abortion or giving the child up for adoption? If you make a decision to not have someone in your life, is that wrong, CJ? Is it wrong for them to do that? How do you gauge that? How do you judge that?
Well, part of the problem was that they even denied his existence, her existence. They had to go to court for a DNA test.
Well, okay, so, that's not the first time something like that has happened, CJ, but is it anybody, I mean, really, I mean, whose business is it of yours or mine or anybody's? Whether or not I acknowledge the stripper baby or someone has an abortion or someone gives someone up for adoption, how is that any of your damn business, CJ, or mine?
My point is, Dom, is that you hear this president and administration fight for these children, and then they deny their own. It's kind of like having Hunter fight for gun control, and he lies on his application, but that's okay too.
You know what it's really like
for that, CJ? I'm pretty sure that was part of it.
If you want to talk about hypocrisy, that'd be like Newt Gingrich and all those that went after Slick Willie Bill Clinton for marital infidelity, right? Impeach the guy over marital infidelity while pretty much the entire Republican Party were all stumping staffers or moving on to the third mistress wife. You know, it goes both ways.
No,
I don't understand the moral outrage.
Like, guys like CJ, the Republicans and the Megas, they take this discussion about abortion and restricting women's rights. And here in the state of Wisconsin, going back to an 1849 law where women essentially have no rights. And you bring up what? Guy had an affair with a stripper and had a kid and didn't want da da da. And that somehow has something to do with this whatsoever? I mean, what? Of course it doesn't. It just doesn't. It's about making your bitch and trying to stick it to the Bidens. But of course, if you had that same objective criticism to any number of Republican leaders over the last, I don't know, 50 years, CJ, they wouldn't hold up to whatever it is standard you're trying to hold the Bidens up.
My understanding is Hunter Biden is paying $20,000 per month to London Roberts in child support, $240,000 a year. I would say he's doing his part, at least financially, to contribute. 844-967-2789. You got to screen him or I can't take him. Well, I guess we're short on time. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We're not taking him. Sorry.
We're not taking him? Oh, come on. We can do it. We can squeeze one in. One. We got to give him like 60 seconds. We can make it happen. Just need a name. Jason. Here, Madison. You're up, Jason. You got 45 seconds. What do you got?
Well, you want to talk about Republican hypocrisy? It's just like Clay being a lifelong union man CJ being a lifelong union man and then voting Republican. Might as well just shoot yourself in the foot.
Ouch.
His mama called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
D, you got 30 seconds. Welcome, D. What do you got for us? Hello, D. No D. Going once, going twice. Try tomorrow, D. Thank you for the calls.
Defense. Stick around. The Maggie Don Show. I know you love it. If you haven't listened yet, you better. And then the Paul Revere Show with our friend Mark Thompson. And then the Rick Smith Show. And then Native Roots Radio. And then a replay of the Tom Hartman Show. For those of you who've been missing, listen to Tom late night and give Crudy a break.
The sauce is weak. Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming
ABC
on the Civic
News.
Media app.
I'm Andy Field.